Now we come to the Lord's table this day. It's the beginning of a year. There's a lot of anticipation about things ahead, and there should be a sense of joy, and there should be a sense of the fact that we've survived the past year, and that we look forward to things that are marvelous. And for us, my family and you, this is a new beginning again. We've sort of gone through that transition time, and now it's time to move on to other things. And I, for one, am looking forward to it. And I told you on several occasions already how much that I appreciate being your pastor and celebrating your attitude and your intellect and your warmth and your enthusiasm for doing God's work and your willingness to be energized and, take on responsibilities. That's a gratifying thing. We come to this time of the year, and I said it's sort of like mixed metaphors here. We're still kind of Christmas, we're singing Christmas carols, but the world has moved on. We've kind of turned that off. We've even celebrated the new year, and now we're kind of getting into that winter doldrums time, and so on and so forth. And you have to understand that in the church's sense, this is a time where there is a revelation. It's like the apostle said to the church at Ephesus, okay, look, the ways of God are not our ways. The ways of God are mysterious. And the only way that that's ever going to be totally revealed to you is your willingness to open yourself up and receive the mystery as a truth. And, that's the act of faith. And we come here to the Lord's table in a very symbolic way. That's exactly what we do. Not only this day as we prepare ourselves for the season of awakening and epiphany, but every time. See, because this is an ultimate act of faith. This is a willingness to accept the fact that the very embodiment of all that God's plan for the Messiah stands for is in these elements that I'll consecrate down here. And that's going to make a difference. It's going to make a profound difference. That's a sense of hope. We talked about that as we were getting ready for the birth of Jesus. But it's ultimately that act of trust. And the fundamental element in faith is an ability to trust. Trust God because God has always delivered what God has promised. Okay? Wise people understand that. And I find there to be a remarkable sense of wisdom among the folks in this congregation. So that's a gift as far as I'm concerned. Because that wisdom is personified in your willingness to, listen to the voice of the Spirit of God and how it moves you in life. And that's a remarkable thing. Because the world is always listening to some other voice. Yeah. So as we come here, let's celebrate this as a very special gift to us. Just as the Magi gave a gift to Jesus, we come here giving ourselves as a gift to Jesus, but Jesus gives himself to us. And so there's a sense of beauty and fulfillment and purpose, and there's a sense of the future in that. It's a way to renew our sense of trust and faith in God. We begin as we hear the words of pardon. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who by thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.